On this hump day, good Wednesday morning to you. Learning a lot today with a lot of useful information and helpful information. And I'm very interested in this next conversation. I do not believe we've ever had David Günther on before. He's a senior strategist for state affairs at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. David, welcome to the Paul W. Smith Show.
Good morning. Glad to be on.
It's our pleasure to have you. Very much aware of the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. But for people who don't know, let's say you just ran into somebody, you introduced them, told them what you do, and they say, oh, Mackinac Center for Public Policy, what is that?
We are an independent research institute that looks at different state policy issues with an eye toward solutions based on free markets, limited government.
You are, you know, everybody can say they want certain things for Michigan's business climate, to improve it, to give families a better opportunity at education, in your case, giving families greater choice in education. But people have different ways of going about it. Your way, which I mostly agree with most of the time, is a much more conservative approach to all of these things.
That's a fair characterization. I don't know that we lean on that word as much. But
what word should we? What word should we use?
We have a on kind of the economic end of the spectrum. We definitely our friends are on that side. So
well, let me just say, David, I'm not trying to challenge you. I want to learn something here. If we wouldn't say that you are more conservative in your approach, how would you put it?
I would put it free market, limited government. I think we don't lead with the word conservative simply because there are so many other things that are associated with that, as far as social issues and things of that sort, that we just frankly leave that lane and those issues, abortion, gambling, all that stuff, to other organizations. So, but definitely in the economic realm, we are in the move for more freedom for people and less interference from government.
All right, David, then let's maybe start off with this then. The Mackinac Policy Center's 2022 policy recommendations that will have on the table everything that you guys are hoping for 2022.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we put together a guide at the start of each legislative session or each legislative year that, you know, within the context of the conversations that are going on and the challenges that our state's facing, all right, what are the actionable things that you can do this year to make things better and to make Michigan more attractive to move, to work, start a business, raise a family. And we also include in there some bigger picture, some longer term lists that you can start thinking about and understanding, okay, here's where we need to start thinking about for those who are going to be here for the longer term. I realize that's a little bit of a challenge in a state where you have very, very aggressive term limits, and you've got probably, my guess is, about a third of the House, maybe not quite as much of the Senate. They'll be turning over at the end of this year, but definitely the recommendations are a good mix of what we can accomplish this year, or what we need to make sure we don't do, and some longer-term goals.
Is there a stated policy regarding term limits? Like, are you, as a policy center, for term limits or against term limits?
We haven't spoken on that in a long time. I mean, there are pros and cons of the approach. I've been in Michigan almost 4 years. I previously came from a state that did not have term limits, and there are some, having had both experiences now, there are some definite advantages and disadvantages.
All right. Just so you know, I've been against term limits from the very beginning. simply because we are voting to limit our ability to choose who we want to vote for. I think it's ridiculous if somebody's doing a great job to not keep them there doing a great job. And if someone's doing a terrible job, you should get rid of them. But the argument is simply, well, yeah, but the name becomes familiar, so people keep voting for him. That's the dumbing down of the whole election process, which is not a surprise because we've spent a lot of time dumbing down America, going to the lowest denominator for our thoughts and the policies and what we do. But anyway, that's another story for another argument. Yeah. Here we are. Michigan state government revenue is at an all-time high. We've got continued economic growth, unprecedented federal spending. I'm sure you have a thought about this and probably caution lawmakers to maybe not get drunk on this money and power. It's not going to be here forever, so don't start programs that you won't be able to continue when the money flow stops.
Definitely. Thank you for giving about half of my spiel. We got tons of money coming into the state right now. The big fear we have is especially in an election year when you're going to have huge amount of competitive races because of the new district lines, that everybody is going to be looking at the spending side of the equation and trying to spend as much as they can to buy votes through programs they're bringing to their home communities. The risk from that, obviously, is if revenues and when revenues slow down, that you put us in a situation where we've either got to make debilitating cuts or where we have to raise taxes to get the budget to balance. What we are counseling is an approach where we limit the growth of state spending to population growth plus inflation, and that if we can't find a way to get some meaningful tax cut this year when we've got more money sitting around than we know what to do with, when will we ever do it? So there's a bill that's going to be heard today in the Senate Finance Committee that would cut the personal income tax rate, cut the corporate tax rate, and create a $500 per child tax credit that at some point when they figure out the finances this year, there needs to be some broad-based business tax cut and a broad-based personal income tax cut.
All right. I'm glad that I had to speed this along because I knew we were running out of time, and I didn't want that to not get said because you would kick yourself, and I don't want you to kick yourself. I'll leave that to other people, David. Hey, he's not laughing. You know I'm kidding there, David.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
My laugh meter doesn't come on until my second cup of coffee in the morning.
I understand completely. I understand. How do people get more information about the Mackinac Center for Public Policy before we run out of time?
www.mackinac.org.
Mackinac.org. Okay. Keep up the good work, David. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Paul. Look forward to coming on another time.
All right, we'll do it. David Guenther, Senior Strategist for State Affairs at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy on the Paul W. Smith Show.